Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's that special hour each week. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Here we go. You don't have to put on your thinking caps today. You just have to relax. As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. If you're new to the show and you're not driving and you can get to a computer, learn through the pictures. Always the best way. I can get through a lot more in an hour if you just get to the website and look at the pictures. You forced me to do this show. I didn't want to do it. In my opinion, I never stop saying what I'm going to say today. Only I'm going to say it in a different way, and you forced me to do it, because no matter how much I say it, the natural laws of healing are not abided by. There are natural laws. If you are sick, if you're symptomatic, if you want radiant health, if you, like most of us, hit 50 or 60 or 70 and want another 20 to 30 good, vibrant years, that's what everybody says to me. I talk to my 80-year-olds. I talk to my 90-year-olds. Sometimes they say, look, I don't care about living to 100. I just want vital years. Yeah, if you want vital years, and you're either already healthy and you want to be radiantly healthy, or you're symptomatic and sick, or you're deathly ill, there are laws in natural healing, laws. They are not so much about what you have to do. How do you do this? How do you do that? The specifics, the details. The laws are not so much about that. The laws are about your perception of your process. Now, this is a higher level concept. So you got to relax behind this. And you got to see if I can help you today in the next 60 minutes. Get outside of yourself to see you in a healing, in your journey. Not in your one-stop, quick-fix shopping. Not in the you that thinks this is a detour in your life and not your destiny. Your symptoms, your destiny. Your illness is your destiny. You're going through it. But underneath it all, every night, especially when you're in pain, there's this little thing that talks to you inside you that says, this shouldn't be happening. This is just a detour. When can I get back to what I want to get back to? And this is one of the transgressions of natural law. I'm going to keep going. We're going to do a lot today. The laws of natural healing, how to navigate your healing. Go to picture number one. There it is. You know what that is? It's the stock market graph. Because the first thing I'm going to remind you of, and you have earned that reminder, the first thing I'm going to remind you of is that it doesn't occur quickly. By the time you collapse, by the time your adrenals collapse, by the time you get cynical, by the time you've been hurt enough times, by the time your bile ducts are colluded, by the time you've precipitated so much calcium oxalate, calcium phosphate, calcium hydroxyapatite out into your cells, by the time your joints are bulging, by the time your brain has shrunk and deranged, by the time you've lost your sexual function, by the time you've lost your cell energy, by the time your intracellular glutathione has dipped and dumped and dotted out, by the time all these things and lots more have occurred, you've been fighting against it for 20, 30, 40, or 50 years. So where do you come off to turn around the day you collapse, the day you realize, oops, I got to do something about this. This is getting serious. I might even have to dip into the pocket and pay somebody to help me out of this jam. How do you, after all those years with all those collapses, turn around and expect to get out of it in 6 months? I'll tell you how. This is what the commercial media teaches you. It teaches you, try this, try that, spend this, spend that, just put it in. We just replace the old pharmaceutical theory with the holistic theory of one-stop, quick fix, and you're out of it. And the person you pay is better than the next guy, naturally, or you wouldn't pay them. You get along with them, or naturally, you wouldn't go there. And all of these things, and on that basis, you're going to move quickly. You're going to turn around 50, 60 years overnight with these awesome nutraceuticals and these awesome machines and techniques and diagnostic things. And it's not true. You got to get that one. It's the stock market graph. You put the time in, you put the money in, you put the energy in, you get a few returns, and then you crash. And then you get up again and lick your wounds, and you put your time in, your energy in, and your money in, and you get some gains. And then you crash again. And if you look at people that heal, so really I'm giving you a large ray of faith here, of hope, because I'm telling you what I know you do, which is you crash and you decide it didn't work. How many of you have referred friends and family and so on and so forth to the natural laws of healing, to your experience, expecting them to have your experience? And 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 months, 1 year into the game, they turn around and they say, this doesn't work. That is not respecting the true graph of healing. The stock market graph is the way you heal. It's up and down and up and down and up and down. And if you're a smart investor, and if you're a good investor, and if you're somebody that's really learning from their mistakes, drawing conclusions and refining your technique over time, the ups and the downs of healing show you a greater yield on your investment. And that's where healing is. So first law, respect the stock market graph. I'm going to go to another one of my favorite topics. Picture number three. Look at picture number three. Hematopoietic stem cells. Never get that word straight. The stem cells from the bone marrow. Have you gotten to the stem cell? Can you get to your stem cells? If you've been told you're dying, if you've been told your organ is up for replacement, if you've been told your joint is destroyed, if you've been told it's over for you, do you have a concept? Do you have an understanding? Do you live in existence committed to experiencing the fact that your cells have adult stem cells, mature adult stem cells, already in them? And for as much as you can't relate to that, you can't feel that, you can't, in a sense, feel that specifically, understanding it, taking it into your consciousness, and reading the literature, and check my past shows on the website. I've done lots of shows and put the articles on, the peer-reviewed scientific articles from the peer-reviewed journals, all thousands and thousands of articles attesting to what I'm saying, which is we have adult stem cells. They're in there. They're one to maybe 100,000. For every 100,000 cells, you've got one stem cell, but they're there. And they're there waiting for you to ignite them. Do you have a relationship with that? Because that's your beacon. That's your North Star. That's how you navigate your healing. Today's show, The Laws of Natural Healing, how to navigate your healing. When you're in pain, when you're spinning, when you're depressed, when you're anxiety-ridden, when you feel like your back is to the wall, when you don't feel, you've got to find a quiet, calm place where you can get your head on straight. And you can linchpin that crooked head of yours on the back of hard science, which is we've got the stem cells in the organ you've been told you're never going to enjoy the benefits of again. Those things are there. They're waiting. But you got to play it out like the stock market graph says you got to play it out. Picture number four. Go to picture number four. If you're new to the show, this is Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're driving, you can't get to the website. But when you can, straighttalk.cc. Get on the website, look at the pictures, look at the shows. We're over 160 now. We have the Encyclopedia Britannica of functional medicine, conceptual, to ask you to learn to think. If you can think, you can navigate, then you can heal. Picture number four, the bone marrow. Again, why the bone marrow? We know the bone marrow is a great source of adult stem cell. The bone marrow produces a variety of immune system cells and other cells. It reproduces the red blood cells, all the varieties of the white blood cells, and so on and so forth, the platelets. And these variety of cells all begin as one cell. And that cell, this stem cell, morphs. Now, this picture is showing to you that those very same stem cells can morph into muscle cells, kidney, liver, heart, brain, intestinal, arterial. That there's very much an intact system within the body where your bone marrow produces stem cells that drive themselves to where they're needed in your body to regenerate diseased, fibrous, scar-ridden tissue. Do you get that one? The question is, if we could just focus on that, the question is, can we begin to stimulate a higher level of production of those stem cells? Now, that's a law. That's something you take to the bank. That's something you relax behind. Is it's where your bugs live, most of them. It's where your metals live, your pesticides, in between the cell. By the time you're chronically sick, diseased, in between those cells. So look at picture number 11. What you're looking at, theoretically, so imagine it, that space in between the cells is filth. That filth is goop. It's sludge. And that sludge creates an extracellular environment, the environment outside the cell. That environment forces the cell to begin to morph. The cell has to adapt to that filthy environment. Now, that's nothing new to you. I hope it's not. We've covered this concept so many times in prior shows. But for those of you that are new, there's a basic primer of how symptom and disease begin. The intercellular space gets filthy off high free radical, pro-inflammatory, intercellular environments that force the deposition of fibrin and turns the intercellular space to sludge. The cell, surrounded by filth, will morph. It'll morph all the way to what? The big three, right? Apoptosis, senescence, and then anaplasia. And before anaplasia, we have dysplasia. Very important to get that. Why? Here's the thing. I just said to you that that deranged, diseased organ has stem cells in it. What good does that do you when you're very sick? What good does that do you when the space in between the cells has forced the disease? My point to you very simply is nothing. You can't help yourself. You can't get to the adult stem cell in the diseased organ if the intercellular space is filthy. And if we have time, I'm going to read to you a paragraph from an article stating exactly that. I don't know if it came out clearly enough, but we're trying it for picture number 9. The point is, if the intercellular space is filthy, you can't get to the adult stem cell. until you clean the intercellular space. Now, what cleans the intercellular space? What is the driving, most potent immune system cell divined there to chew it up, spit it out like a demolition crew, like termites cutting through wood? None other than the macrophage. The macrophage, the illustrious, infamous, mysterious macrophage. Go to picture number 8. Look at that, picture number 8. Welcome to Star Wars, my friends. Take a look at that animal. It's a macrophage. It is what peruses the intercellular space. And it will eat up the garbage in between the spaces. But you have to stimulate it. And the way you stimulate it is you begin to clean the intercellular space. If you clean the intercellular space, the macrophage will work with greater aggressivity. And more of them will come to the site. They will stop dying in their own debris. If you overwhelm them, you will destimulate them. If you challenge them, but you give them a job that they can handle, they will stimulate, they will hyperproduce. You will create a more aggressive intercellular environment, and you will begin to chew away the grit in between the cells. And what will that do? Let's see if we work this out with tech. I want you to go to picture number 9. I don't know if you're going to be able to see this. Let's see. Just make it bigger with your two fingers. And this doesn't look like it's working. So on that basis, we're going to not really focus on that. I'm going to read to you what that picture, all right, is actually trying to say. That picture didn't come out, but I'm going to read it to you right now. What that picture is actually trying to say is there a link between inflammation, activated macrophages? So this is out of the picture that you can't read. This picture was very difficult to translate. Is there a link between inflammation, activated macrophages, and neural stem cells, meaning spinal cord and brain cells? Is there a link between inflammation, activated macrophages, and neural stem cells? In other tissues, macrophages, so now we're jumping to other tissues. And the article is very nonchalantly, and this is my point to you, so much great stuff is just nonchalantly, second-handedly described in the literature. And here's an example. In other tissues, macrophages contribute to regeneration, and this has been involved in the cellular events of repair. DiPietro, 1995. Thus, also in the central nervous system, activated macrophages might as well synthesize and release factors affecting neural stem cell or neural stem cell progenitors. For example, activated macrophages express the TGF-beta, Hinks and Franklin, 1999, which promotes oligodendrocyte progenitor differentiating, Franklin and Hicks, 1999. We have reported that a massive macrophage inflammation occurs in brain and spinal cord parenchyma, a condition in which both neural stem cells and oligodendrocyte precursors begin to profuse. Listen to that again, the gist of which is basically saying, nonchalantly remembered, that we know the macrophage stimulates adult stem cell in tissue regeneration. And we know, check my shows out on HCL therapy, hydrochloric acid therapy, books on it, experience with it, proofs of it. I've seen positive results myself. This is a law that if you stimulate the macrophage, you will stimulate sooner or later the adult stem cell. And the key, you have to stimulate the macrophage by cleaning that intercellular space. So what's the point here? The point is you ought to know why you're detoxing. You've got to really, really know deep down why you're detoxing. Because sometimes those detoxes are not pleasant. And they cost you time, and they cost you money, and they cost you energy, and they cost you patience, and your emotions sooner or later will come to surface. In that detoxification, in that purging, the matrix is laid to get the macrophage to stimulate the growth factors so that the adult stem cells inherent in every single tissue. The more we study it, the more we see they're there. And the more potent force than they can become. And so what do? We give the Nobel Prize in 2012 to two men who are basically synthetically creating stem cell. In other words, we're growing the stem cell to inject back into the body. We're making pluripotent stem cells in the lab. That's what we do. We take the focus off the mechanisms that are already inherent in the body, and we shift them to something outside the body. That's where the research money goes, and that's where all the press goes, and that's where it all goes. And yet, you're sitting there at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, spinning and spinning and spinning, wondering if you're ever going to heal, wondering if holistic medicine is ever going to come through with you, wondering if your MD is really correct, and there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do about your knee, nothing you can do about your kidney, nothing you can do about your brain, unless you are fortunate enough someday in the next lifetime or this to get some sort of stem cell therapy that nobody believes in, that nobody's perfected, when in fact it's sitting right there in your own cell. We're talking about the natural laws of healing. The natural laws, the ones that are there, the ones that work. But you've got to understand how to navigate. So number one, the stock market graph. Number two, understand the stem cell. Number three, understand why you're detoxing and where that detoxification is going to go. So ask yourself, do you get bile? Boy, I don't want to get into that one, right? You're sick of hearing me talk about that one. So we'll just use the pictures. If you're new to the show, go to picture number 29. Is that what comes out in the toilet when you drink olive oil? Is that what comes out in the toilet when you swallow olive oil? Is that what comes out when you do coffee enemas? Picture 28. Do you ever see the toilet get green like that? 28 or 29. Does that come out of your body 2, 3, 4, 5 times a week? Do you not know what I'm talking about? If you don't, you must. Hit the shows on coffee enemas. Hit the shows on gallbladder flushes. Do anybody's. Make one up yourself. Seriously. The type of enema you do and the type of gallbladder flush you do is absolutely irrelevant. All that's relevant is that you get the bile out. And when you do, do you feel a difference or a change in your tissue? If you're saying that, notch that one under your belt. Now let's get to sweating. Do you sweat? Can you sweat? Do you use saunas? Do you have enough health to move your body to sweat? Do you dry brush your skin? Do you take the load off the kidney by using the skin to excrete? Do you think that's nonsense? Do you think you don't have enough time to do that? Do you not even know the importance of this? Do you think that herb is going to give you more than dry brushing the skin and sweating? Do you think that? If you think that, don't think that. You have to ask yourself, if you're going to pay respect to the natural laws of healing, if you're going to navigate your healing, you're going to be moving bile, and you're going to be sweating a lot. How much? You figure it out. You can think. Why do you ask? Is it that hard? Turn to picture number 8. Turn to picture number 36. There's a beautiful quote from Socrates. I cannot teach anybody anything. I can only make them thick. Do you think Madison Avenue? Do you think holistic medicine? Do you think the media behind holistic medicine, behind any medicine, is asking you to learn to think? I don't. I think it's asking you to be sheep. I think it's putting you to sleep. I think it's making you complicate your process by misdirecting your intention into the wrong places. I'm sure of it. I've listened to it for a good 2 decades, and I'm sure people are terribly confused about how to handle this thing called holistic medicine. I'll tell you how confused people are. Anytime I say this, anytime I say holistic medicine has you so confused that you're going around in circles, that you can't think anymore, that you can't feel your experience, people agree and they say, yeah, those medical doctors, they really didn't do justice. That's how bad it is. Half the people I say this to don't even understand what I'm saying. That's how bad it is. And yet, there are laws. How complicated is it to hang in there until you see the bile flow? How complicated is it to get yourself sweating? How complicated is it? How intuitive is it? Of course it is to think, I'm 60 years old. My disease process has been in the making for 40 to 50 years. It may take me 2 to 3 to 4 years to cure. How complicated is it to dry brush the skin? Are you eating intuitively? Are you eating intuitively? Have you gotten the urges yet? The urges. I'm so confused about food. One person says vegan, then vegetarian, then pescatarian, then a fruitarian, then a vegetarian, then an omnivore, and then this, and then that. And I'm so confused. Everyone's just contradicting themselves all the time. And yet, you have Socrates saying, I can't teach you to think. I can't make your decisions for you. I can only hope that I can stimulate an autonomy within you. He's talking about the intuitive body. Can you accept that the whole issue about food asks you, it begs you, it obliges you to kick back, relax, and start to feel your foods? And if you can't, follow the journey. The day you get intuitive, the day you say, I eat those bananas and I feel strong. I eat that red meat and I feel strong. I eat that red meat and I feel weak. I stick to vegetarianism and I feel light and good with energy. The day you start doing that, notch another little mark in your belt. The day you move bile, the day you sweat, the day you accept that it's the stock market graph, the day you inspire yourself because the stem cells are there, and as you detox, as you activate those macrophages, you're one step closer, and something inside you tells you that you know it's true. Do you stretch? Do you stretch those tendons? Have you successfully gotten to picture 26? Look at picture 26. Can you do that? Are you sick? Are you symptomatic? Have you been dealing with back pain for 10, 20, 30 years? Okay, you don't have to do picture 26. You don't have to do picture 27. But if I were you, I sure would. If I were you and I had musculoskeletal symptomology, if I were you and I had a concern about a neurodegenerative condition, if I were you, I'd make sure I got that good. I'd make sure I could learn everything I could learn about stretching and breathing to do picture 25, 26, and 27. I would stretch my tendons. I would respect the fact that the intercellular matrix, the matrix of fascia and connective tissue between the cells, cannot be perfused and drained unless you get flexible. And the more flexible you get, the faster you're going to heal. I would navigate my healing with respect to flexibility. I would navigate my healing with respect to when I'm finished stretching, I feel my weight align through the joint. If I had neck pain, if I had back pain, if I had knee pain, if I had ankle pain, I'd navigate my healing with respect to stretching my body and wanting to feel a greater sense of center, of ground, of weight distribute through the feet, to tell me that my joints can better handle the weight that I bear upon them because I found my center, because I got flexible and ultimately toned enough to send the force vectors from the head all through the joints down right into your teeny tippy toes. That's what I would do. I don't think that's hard. I really don't. You know what makes it hard? Misdirection. The whole game is misdirection. The whole scam is misdirection. That's right. Worry about this, worry about that, worry about the other thing. Put your attention here, put your attention there. Put your attention everywhere. Put it into your toxic relationships. Put it into your toxic jobs. Put it into your toxic political system. Your toxic everything. Don't put it into you. When really the solution to all of it is putting it into you. The more you put it into you, the better you feel, the more you cope, the more you earn, the better your life is. But put it outside of yourself. The journey within, we can never see how to navigate that because we're so busy putting it on everything else. And Monday morning we'll be here very soon, and this will all just be a blur. It's misdirection. Your enemy is not your parents. It's not your ex-lover. It's not your boyfriend, your girlfriend. It's not your neighbor. It's not anybody. The enemy is misdirection. You are not directed to where your power is. Your power is in the laws that the divine has put into your tissues that are waiting to be extrapolated, illuminated, intensified, advanced. Can you feel your cranium expand when you breathe? What does picture 30 mean to you? Picture number 30, what does that mean to you? I'm proud to say it means something to at least a dozen or so of the clients I've entertained over the last few years. It means something to them because they can feel their brain expand when they take a breath. Yes, they can. Yes, it's a real thing. It's a real thing to feel your face shift when you breathe. It's a real thing. Look at picture number 32. It's a real thing to feel your ventricular system begin to pump. That's a real thing. That's a vital thing. It's something you must experience. It's part of one of the great wonders of the way we're made. And what's your relationship to it as your memory fades? And what's your relationship to it as your tumors grow? And what's your relationship to it as you lose your sense of smell? And what's your relationship to it as your anxiety or depression intensify? What's your relationship to it with a cervical disc herniation that doesn't resolve? What's your relationship to it when your whole musculoskeletal system feels like garbage? Do you have a relationship with the fact that we know the cranial bones separate? It's so easy. It is absolutely so easy. Over the year, the 2 years, the 3 years, how much of your time was spent cursing and worrying and resisting and agonizing over and self-pitying and all the things that keep you sick? How much time was spent solving the problem instead of focusing on the problem? How much time? I don't know what to do. You do know what to do. You do know what to do. If you don't know what to do, if you're really that bad, I give you a radio show. I've given you 160 shows. Listen to them, then listen to them again and again and again until you understand there really is something at work here. There is a jigsaw puzzle, a labyrinth, and there's a way out of it. And there is a way to navigate yourself through it. You just have to respect the laws. Sleep. Yeah, we all know about sleep. Get your straight five. Frankly, I don't know anyone that can heal on a straight five. Straight five is the minimum amount needed to sustain life. Healing? You're going to heal on a straight five? Well, it's nice to get there, but you're not going to heal with a straight five. You're going to heal when sleep becomes something that you make such a priority that you're going to sleep as long as you need to sleep. Whether it's a nap in the day, whether it's going to bed an hour early, whether it's getting up an hour later, whether it's spending the money to improve the mattress, whether it's moving into the woods. If you're that sick and you don't have money, move into the woods. Get an organic tent, pitch it, and live in the woods. Find a friend and set up camp. It's still available. If it's not here, it's in another state. If you're that sick, sleep. Sleep's way at the top of the list. And if you're just symptomatic and you don't have to get drastic, wait for the moment. Beg for the moment. Oblige yourself to the moment. Privilege yourself to the moment where sleep will become deep and deep and deep and deep. Do you know how many people, the minute they start to relax, have anxiety because they think they're tired? I'm going to say that again. Do you know how many people I've seen, even in the last 2 months, that the minute they start to relax, they begin to have anxiety because they think they're tired? And they can't be tired. And it's in the middle of the day. And whatever they've taken, whatever they've done, they're tired now. They've lost energy. They have less energy than they did when they came in. And they sit there in the afternoon at work, and they're more tired than ever. And they fret, and they fray, and they fight it. They burn out more of their adrenals fighting when their body's just asking them to relax. And they can't even tell the difference between relaxation and fatigue. Is that you? Is that you? I can tell you it's you. It's definitely you. I can tell you your head is on so crooked, you can't tell the difference between relaxation and fatigue. And that's why you don't heal. And that's why it takes longer. And that's why you don't have the miracles. When the body's tired, you rest. If you can't rest and you just can't do it, don't fight it. Accept it. Your body'd love to relax. Your body'd love to take a nap, but you can't do it. Don't turn and say, but I'm so tired, but things are going south, but it's not going to happen for me because I'm tired and I should have had more energy or 50 years of abusing myself to every imaginable way there is to abuse yourself. I'm tired and I'm 60 and I can't get done everything I need to do today because I have to do these things, you understand? Don't do that to yourself. Accept it. Because it's a good sign. When you're in a healing and your body starts getting tired, it's a message. You may listen to it or not, but it's a message asking you to rest. That is a welcome message. Be glad. Be thankful. Look up at the divine and praise God that your body is at least talking to you about resting. Do you keep a diary of your gains? Your gains. Look at picture number 34. If you're trying to heal, one of the natural laws is write it down. That book there, that picture, ancient manuscript, that's the diary that someday they'll dig up out of the earth, written on papyrus, maybe 5,000 years from now, and they'll read your journey that no one ever read but you about how you healed your body. Get one of those. Make sure it looks exactly like that. And every day, the only thing you put in it is victory. That's all you do. The benefits, the moments, the flickers, the crescendos, the climaxes. Forget the negatives. Forget the problems. In that book goes the solutions, your hypotheses about the solutions. The little bit of extra sleep, the little bit of extra pleasure, the little bit of extra bliss, the moment where you spoke to your mother for the first time with a new perspective, the moment where you felt like you could get out of that relationship and not die, the moment you felt like God was smiling at you, even if it's just a moment. That's what you put in that book. The other book, the book of the lab reports, the book of the absolutely monumentally important x-ray or MRI or CT scan or what the hard data says. You see those things? Burn them. Burn them. Yeah, burn them. Because it's misdirection. Because in the end, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. What matters is your gains. Focus on your gains. They'll illuminate the part of your brain that'll navigate you to bigger gains. The rest of it, burn it. You want to heal? Burn it. Burn the negativity. You want to heal? Burn it. Do you hear that? Burn it. Get rid of it. Oh, but if we don't see it, it'll get us. God forbid we shouldn't know when we could have known. We certainly didn't create all of this to burn it. Burn it. Because you can't handle it. You can't. You can't. The minute it's off, you're off. It owns you. It enslaves you. It eats inside your brain because the lab report doesn't tell you what you want to hear. And instead of listening to your body, instead of making the connections, that lab report misdirects you. So burn it. Get yourself a diary. You want to get out of this faster? Get yourself a diary. And everything you do, everything you think, everything you breathe, every food you eat, every food you don't eat, every cleanse you do, every cleanse you don't do, every stretch you make, every exercise you take, every counsel you listen to, every relationship you make, everything you say. If it works for you, throw it into that book. Fill up that book. Keep filling that book. Because at the end of the year, you're going to have a navigation system perfected. It's going to allow you to write the volume and then the second volume of what it took for you to get to the other side. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is a different show. What we give you here and sell, if we sell anything, is knowledge. Because knowledge is power. Because knowledge really should fuel. It should drive the healing, not the delusions that we often promote. No more delusion, just pure focus on what works. If you can start there, well, then you get the big payoff. If you can start there, you know what? Your body will send you messages about which herb to take. That's right. Your body will send you messages about which lab report to trust. That's right. Your body will send you messages about whose counsel to take. Your body will send you messages about what food you shouldn't eat. Your body will send you messages about what new investment of your healing money you should invest in. If you can forget it all, you can receive it all. It's a cone. K-O-A-N. Look up the word, a Zen cone. It's a paradox. Life's an oxymoron. Life's a contradiction in terms. Life is the gray zone. The purpose of the left and the right is to live in the middle. The purpose to know of knowing extremes is so you can navigate yourself to the perfect integration of those extremes in any given moment. And what you're going to need to do is get yourself picture number 34. Get yourself a diary. You have to identify what robs you of your energy. What robs you of your energy every single day? Sooner or later, the cleansing, the stretching, the cross-fibering, the bile, the sweating, the food, the receptive gut, the intestinal villi opening, the stretching of the tendons, the centering of your body, the deepening of the sleep, the experience of the cranial rhythms. Sooner or later, you're going to get to the point where you're going to start to feel what robs you of your energy, and then the healing's going to begin. Yeah, I said it's going to begin. It's going to take a while. It's going to take a year. Maybe it'll take 2 years. Maybe it'll take 3 years. You mean 3 years? 3 years of prison? You mean I'm 65 and I've spent 55 years destroying my body. And I'm not guilty of it, but I have to admit, for 55 years, boy, every single way there is, I've just beaten myself to a pulp. And you're going to tell me, Medici, it's going to take 3 years? Come on, I'm going elsewhere. Really now, 3 years? There's that guy down the street. He's got better credentials than you. He's got something to give me. And what he's going to give me, I can tell you, there are testimonies. Just take this. What somebody the other day was telling me about jujuru or something. Some purple drink that you drink. There it is. Every time you turn around, there's another marvelous solution. There's a marvelous diagnostic tool, a marvelous therapeutic tool, a marvelous herb, a marvelous new isoconcentrate. There's always something there, and it's going to deliver you. You are out of your mind if you believe that. You are being ripped off blind. Because it does not work that way. Now, if you can wrap yourself around that, then you can hear the second part of my statement. All those things are wonderful. Do you have enough IQ, enough spiritual depth, enough consciousness to understand that the only way you can navigate yourself in the market making claims from every imaginable direction is to listen to your body and not trust the sensationalism of the claims? Don't misdirect. So then you can receive all your lab tests and all your herbs and all your purple drinks, so that all of it can integrate into what works specifically in concert with you in any given moment of the day, in any given season, all of which will change every 6 hours. Your body is a highly polished, infinitely complicated mechanism that your analytical mind, let alone Madison Avenue, let alone nutrition, is ever going to come close to fixing. It comes down to what Socrates said. He was saying something to you. He was saying, forget learning this. If all you ever learn is how to think, you're one step closer to talking to your soul. So you have to identify what robs you of your energy. And then you have to take rational action in the midst of your pain to mitigate, even eliminate, the things that rob your life force. That's what you have to do when you have to do it. Sooner or later, you're going to feel the suppression of your magnetic field. If you cleanse enough, stretch enough, cry enough, laugh enough, love enough, sooner or later, you're going to look at the world around you and begin to wonder about what robs you of your energy, because that is always at the bottom of your pain, of your symptom, of your disease, of what will take you to your grave, I kid you not, and miserably. Miserably. People die miserable deaths. They do. Okay, fine. Up there in heaven, it's a place larger than we'll ever understand. And it all evens out then. Great. I can only tell you what I see. And what I see is a lot of people going to their grave, because they can't identify and do something about what robs their life forth. So as you spend your money in a healing, as you navigate your time, your money, and your energy to your stretching, to your cleansing, to the work to mitigate your scars, your adhesions, you're going to come to what robs you of your life force. And then you're going to have to sit down and take counsel relative to what you're going to do to mitigate it. Rational counsel. I didn't say come home and beat your husband over the head with a bat. I didn't say shoot your neighbor. I didn't say run into a restaurant and go postal. I said rational. Rational. It means when you're in your higher self. Your higher self. I mean when your consciousness starts to connect to your higher self, you'll start to understand that your enemies who have slandered you, robbed you, hurt you, torn out your hearts, betrayed you, have made you stronger. Have potentially, the pain you've suffered has potentially catapulted you to a higher potential. And as you cleanse and as you heal, you're going to feel the possibility of that. So I don't want to say forgive. You can say forgive. I'm not going to say forgive. Forgive is a dangerous word. It's too ambiguous for me. How about this? You fixed the immediate problem. You know, the persecutor, the slanderer, the betrayer, the person that's sucking out your life force, a life force that you have relationship with because you've stuck it out. You've done the work. You've cleansed. You're going to start talking to the part of yourself that feels the attack, and you've put yourself in a place where you're safe from attack. It's the first law. And you start to feel so good in yourself that it's not worth the pain of the relationship anymore. That you start to put yourself to the place where it feels so good to feel free that you just have to, you're compelled to, you're obligated to figure out a solution to that toxic relationship. That you've got a capability of filling yourself so completely, so totally with endorphins. Endorphins. Enkephalins, dynorphins, endorphins, and everything else. That all the neurotransmitters are pumping bliss into your blood. That you're so good at that when you do your yoga, when you do your run, when you do your enema, when you get that sleep, when you make your adrenaline, when you go out and you wrap yourself around a tree, when you dry brush your skin, when you do all the things you've learned to do. There's going to come a point where you can pump so much endorphin into your blood that it's just not worth the pain anymore. That you've got no room inside yourself anymore for the pain. There's no room for the pain. It's not that you push the pain out. See, that's the thing. It's not that you're not going to get upset when he or she beat on you. It's not that you're not going to get upset when you feel abused. It's not any of that. Don't negatively reinforce. Negative reinforcement doesn't work. It's that you have learned through trial and error over a period of years to produce so much bliss in your tissue, biochemical, authenticated bliss, that you feel so good that you just don't have any room for his or her or its garbage anymore. That's what you're facing. Or sometimes you just pass on into the next existence. And maybe that's okay. And maybe that's beautiful. And maybe that's God's plan. That's for you to decide. But I can tell you this. I can tell you that if you want to see the stem cells regenerate, get there. If you want to see the organs begin to reconfigure themselves, if you want to see the cells eat the fibrosis, reverse the fibrosis and regenerate the tissue, get rid of what you need to get rid of by filling yourself with bliss. God's chemicals, they're there. So really then, what we're talking about is understanding that healing is a practice. A healing is a practice. Healing is not an herb. Healing is not a doctor. Healing is not a technique. Healing is a practice. It's a practice where you use all the tools. Yes, there is hardware. Yes, you have to know which sauna to buy. And yes, you have to know which liver flush to do. And yes, you have to know where the better herbs are. And yes, you have to know who the better doctors are. And yes, you have to live in a clean environment. And yes, you have to get an air purifier. And yes, you have to eat farm food and not Ralph's garbage food. Yes, you have to know how to do all of these things. Yes. But you see, that's not what healing's about. And that's not what gets you there. The time, money, and energy you invest in all of those things gets you to this conversation. So if you can understand this, two things. Comment on the show, Straight Talk CC. Make me feel good. Comment on the show. And not the same people. Although, it's great to hear from you. But if you've never done it before, comment on the show. Speak up. Let me know this makes some sense to you. Because I know you need this. I may not know how you're responding to it, but I sure know how you take it. I sure know that you need it. Because I see you. And those are the ones that even listen to shows like this. What about everybody else? Have you noticed that eerie feeling? Sometimes I wonder if anyone's even human anymore. Do you? Do you have that moment? Do you look at the misery in rich neighborhoods and poor neighborhoods and ask yourself, where, oh, where has time taught us to? Do you remember Los Angeles 50 years ago? Are you just an old person with nostalgia, with that crinkly, rotty old thing about the good old days? Or are you 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 and are you actually sitting there saying, you know what? Something is missing. This isn't because I'm older. I look at the people today, and there's something they're not experiencing. Well, I'm here to tell you, there is something they're not experiencing. And that's what these 160 shows are about. They're not experiencing themselves. And the laws of healing are about what you do to experience you. There's no substitute for that, and never will be. 714-850-1007. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. We'll hear from you. Give us a call if you need to make an appointment and get bumped up a little bit. Ta-ta. See you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.